With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Historic church in Dallas, badly damaged by fire last night.
Dallas Fire Rescue responded to a four-alarm fire just after 6 p.m. at the First Baptist Dallas Church. Officials said at least 100 firefighters were on the scene for more than 3 hours. It's believed the fire started in the basement, and it's feared the church's historic library, which held a majority of the church records, was lost. The building dates back to the 1890s. Pastor Robert Jeffers, who was elected pastor of First Baptist Dallas in August of 2007, said that he had been baptized and ordained as a minister in the church. Jeffers became one of former President Trump's most prominent Christian advisors during his presidency. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, OpenAI whistleblowers filed a complaint with the Securities and Exchange Commission.
They've asked the agency to investigate whether the company illegally restricted workers from speaking out about the risks of its artificial intelligence technology. A letter to SEC Chairman Gary Gensler from those representing whistleblowers asks the agency to swiftly and aggressively enforce its rules against non-disclosure agreements. Those agreements discourage employees or investors from raising concerns with regulators.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Things are starting to get back to normal now in most cases. That global technology outage grounded flights yesterday, also knocked banks offline and some media outlets completely off the air. Two adults and two small children have been killed in their Brooklyn apartment. New York police say officers responded to a 911 call, found a 56-year-old woman, a 27-year-old woman, and the younger woman's two children, ages 4 and 5, all were dead. This is SRN News. A warning about Pakistan.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is urging the State Department to designate the mostly Muslim nation as a country of particular concern. Pakistan has some of the most draconian blasphemy laws on earth, and they're directed at Christians almost all of the time. Believers can be executed for saying or doing anything that is seen as insulting to Islam, and accusations are often made with no evidence. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A proposed amendment to New York's Constitution to bar discrimination over so-called gender identity and pregnancy outcomes will appear on state ballots in November. That ruling from the state's highest court affirming a lower court ruling from June. Democrats are hoping the ballot question will drive turnout well into their favor this fall, admitting pregnancy outcomes as a stealthy way of saying abortion. This is SRN News. Health officials say there's really no need to worry, but there are a number of unanswered questions following an outbreak of listeria linked to deli meats. At least two people have died. Here's Jackie Quinn.
This listeria outbreak is baffling health officials, who know most of those sickened by the bacteria had eaten deli meat that was sliced at the grocery store deli counter. But there are no links yet on which store, which state, and what brand of cold cuts. Although it's reported the cases most commonly involve sliced turkey, ham, and liverwurst. The people who died lived in New Jersey and Illinois, but cases have been found in at least a dozen states. Listeria can be dangerous for people over age 65, pregnant women, and those with weakened immune systems. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details at SRNnews.com.